योरादमाधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन दनंदन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन छारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी कुंज बिहारी जय श्री नाम संकीर्तन की जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रज गचार्य अष्टोदर सत श्री श्रीमद ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रज गचार्य अष्टोदर सत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय आई गौर ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 3 ये वा मई से कृत सौहृदार्था जनेषु देहांभरवार्तिकेषु गृहेषु जायात्मजरातिमत्सु न प्रीतियुक्ता यावदर्थाश्च लोके ये वामैषे कृतसौहृदार्था जनेषु देहाम्भरवार्तिकेषु भरवार्तिकेषु गृहेषु जायात्मजरातिमत्सु न प्रीतियुक्ता यावदर्थाश्च लोके ये वामैषे कृतसौहृदार्था जनेषु देहाम्बरवार्तिकेषु गृहेषु जायात्मजरातिमत्सु न प्रीतियुक्तयावदर्थाश्च लोके ये वामैषे कृतसौहृदार्था जनेषु देहाम्बरवार्तिकेषु गृहेषु जायात्मजरातिमत्सु न प्रीतियुक्तयावदर्थाश्च लोके ये वामैषे कृतसौहृदार्था जनेषु देहाम्बरवार्तिकेषु गृहेषु जायात्मजरातिमत्सु न प्रीतियुक्तयावदर्थाश्च लोके यस माताजी ये वामैषे कृतसौहृदार्था जनेषु देहाम्बरवार्तिकेषु गृहेषु जायात्मजरातिमत्सु न प्रीतियुक्तयावदर्थाश्च लोके ये वामैषे कृतसौहृदार्था जनेषु देहाम्बरवार्तिकेषु गृहेषु जायात्मजरातिमत्सु न प्रीतियुक्तयावदर्थाश्च लोके word to word ye those who va or mai unto me ishe the supreme personality of Godhead krut sauhrudartha very eager to develop love in a relationship of dasya sakya vatsalya or madhurya जनेषु टू पीपल देहाम्भर वार्तिकेषु हु आर इंटरेस्टेड ओनली इन मेंटेनिंग द बॉडी नॉट इन स्पिरिचुअल सैलवेशन गृहेषु टू द होम जाया वाइफ आत्मजा चिल्ड्रन Rati, wealth or friends. Matsu, consisting of. Na, not. Preeti yukta, very attached. Yavadarthah, who live by collecting only as much as required. and loke in the material world. Translation of purport, translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Those who are interested in reviving Krishna consciousness and increasing their love of Godhead do not like to do anything that is not related to Krishna. They are not interested in mingling with people who are busy maintaining their bodies, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. They are not attached to their homes, although they may be householders, nor are they attached to wives, children, friends, or wealth. At the same time, they are not indifferent to the execution of their duties. Such people are interested in collecting only enough money to keep the body and soul together. Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagavan Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Purport. Whether he is an impersonalist or a devotee, one who is actually interested in advancing spiritually should not mingle with those who are simply interested in maintaining the body by means of the so-called advancement of civilization. Those who are interested in spiritual life should not be attached to the homely comforts in the company of wife, children, friends, and so forth. Even if one is grihastha and has to earn his livelihood, he should be satisfied by collecting only enough money to maintain body and soul together. One should not have more than that, nor less than that. As indicated herein, a householder should endeavor to earn money for the execution of Bhakti Yoga. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmini Vedanam. A householder should lead such a life that he gets full opportunity to hear and chant. He should worship the deity at home, observe festivals, invite friends in and give them prasad. A householder should earn money for this purpose, not for sense gratification. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Gadam Hiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpata Rubyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we welcome all the devotees for today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. And kindly seeking the blessings of all the devotees here, so that I can speak on this exalted subject matter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as well as for my own purification. Here, in the word-to-word meaning, Prabhupada says, when he translates this word, Krita Sauhrdartha, very eager to develop love. And this he says that in the translation, in the word to word meaning, he says that वेरी डिवोटीज वेरी ईगर टू डेवलप लव इन रिलेशनशिप ऑफ दास्य साख्य वात्सल्य एंड माधुर्य. सो ही डायरेक्टली इंडिकेट्स बट इन ट्रांसलेशन ही डू नॉट राइट एनीथिंग इन कनेक्शन टू दैट. सो इफ यू सी दिस वर्ड कृत इट हैज मल्टीफोल्ड मीनिंग्स एंड द फ्यू मीनिंग्स आर लाइक एक्शंस एंड देन सेकेंड इज परफॉर्मेंस और डूइंग सम एक्टिविटी टेंजिबल एक्टिविटी or putting some endeavor for the some particular cause. These three meanings we can derive from the word krita, means actively endeavoring for something or putting efforts in some direction. Second, the word sahurda also has multiple meaning. It also means, the sahurda means a well-wisher. Just like in the Gita said, the suhurdam sarva bhutanam. He is a well-wisher of all the living entities, the Lord himself says. And this one meaning is well-wisher. Second is, someone who is dear to you, you call him Sauhrda. Third meaning is, one the person will not be have very tangible relationship with us, but he is very close to us, just like a friend or very childhood person whom we know. He is a Sauhrda and he always desires a good of us. And the fourth is, Sauhrda means a relative. One who is connected to us or have a direct blood relation or have ties with us, relation, develop relationship based on the ties. And the word artha also has multiple meanings. One of them is artha means asset, the thing which has some value in it. Or artha means directly in connection to the artha shastra means things related to money, money. And artha also means a purpose, goal, setting the goal. And fourth meaning is artha means a meaning. What is it intended to, or it directs or indicates these four things. So here Prabhupada takes initial one meaning, like a krita, he says actions, and sauhrdartha means relatives or lover or developing relationships, and artha means the artha he says. Relationship based on these four relationships, he says. What are these? Artha, here he says, the Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. Four relationship he indicates in that Artha. By our efforts and actions, we have to develop the relationship of that leads to the Artha, these four kind of Arthas, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. This he indicates in the translation, word to word, and then he goes on to explain. And this text specifically applies to the all people, and especially in the ISKCON we always say that is propagated by the our acharyas and Mahaprabhu himself, that we have to use yukta vairagya. And this text specifically mentions about this, how we need to be situated in the place where we are, and then we have to act in a such a way that we are detached. We are putting all efforts to generate some results, and then we are saying we are not attached to the results. Then somebody, say in a person asks, why you have, in the beginning you have put so much effort, so much endeavors. So he indicates that, na priti yukta yavad artascha loke. He is not attached, na priti yukta. His efforts are not attached, he is not attached to his efforts. But he want to yavad arthas. He want to fulfill the artha or purpose of the life. And in the first line itself, those who are interested in reviving Krishna consciousness, they put all efforts by using the weapon of Yukta Vairagya. Although they are situated in the family life or whichever varna or ashram they are, but they put all efforts knowing that their efforts, they put 99% of effort just to get 1% result. So although completely not detached, but still completely not attached also. Their efforts are 99% and they know that this efforts will result only 1% of material things. But at the same time, if I am able to please the Lord, my endeavors are all attain success. This way devotees act in a various ways. So when the object of sense gratification is not available, it is easy to be detached. So let's say, for example, somebody who do not have any money in his pocket, he will not think of purchasing anything. Or he will not hanker ever, oh, I should purchase this or that, this phone or that phone. But once some person who has some money with him, he thinks, 100 times that which brand of mobile I should buy. And even though if the budget is allocated a certain amount, he thinks if the prices come down somehow or other, I can purchase this model, that model, and he keeps researching and speculating. He has put his mind into it. He is attached to it. But who do not have money, it is easy for him. I do not have money. I do not have to think about the mobile or anything else because I do not have the required karma just to get the things. So in this way, we can say this: those who are in the grahastha ashram, it becomes difficult for them to practice this. When janeshu dehambar vartikeshu griheshu atmajaya rati matsu. So these people living in a situation that where they have their body, they have their family, they have their children, wife, home, and assets, domestic elements and so on and so forth. So it is quite natural for them to be attached. More chances are them for the attached. But those who are living in an ashram, like brahmacharis, vanaprasthas, grahastha, naturally it is expected that they will not be attached. But just to draw a lesson for us, because I am in the grahastha, brahmachari ashram, so I cannot look from the point of view of the grahasthas how it will apply to the us. But since we are in the brahmachari ashram, I thought that this body itself is like a graha, where we are living in it. And then we are like, jaya is like a products, byproducts of it, like attachment to the ashram, externals, and the things like shikha and other things. So moving around the world, we are becoming attached to so many things, how I appear in this world, how people look, and so many things we get attached. Chances are there. And then atmaja. So when we are naturally expected that we go out and preach and we make some followers and we become attached to them, when these followers, they start to practice it and we become attached to them, why he is listening to others? He should only listen to me. I have cultivated him. So we try to become attached to them and think that they are my property only. So this way we also have this hook which can hook us and bind us in the brahmachari ashram as well. And ratim, the most difficult is name, fame and prestige. And sometimes the devotee practicing brahmachari ashram, they are no question, they are have a higher consciousness practicing, but they sometimes become attached to one type of service only. I will do only this service. Do not ask me other type of services. I will do only reading work. Do not ask me to do some physical work or deity worship. It takes away time. I see no meaning. So sometimes while living in the brahmachari ashram, which is expected that fully detachment, we also become attached to subtle things, and which become the cause of our being remaining in the ashram, at the same time which hooks us to remain in this material world only because of this attachments to the externals of the ashrams. So in the first canto, 8th chapter, Kunti Maharani, while praying to the Lord, she says different verses in glorification of the Lord, and eventually she asks for one benediction. This Ata Vishvesha Vishvatman Vishwamurutesho Keshume Snehapasha Imam Chindi Dradam Pandu Shivrishnishu. Some outsider or the Saptahi Kathakar, he said once that the Kunti Maharani doesn't appear to be very intelligent because she is body of the women. She is showing this kind of symptom. Who asked for Lord to give us the problems in the life or cut off the bonds with the devotees? We want to attachment to the devotees. But here he do not understand, and our Acharya give the different perspective that he is just like Arjuna. He was fully realized soul who is eternal associate of the Lord Krishna. And still, the Lord bewilders him and gives the Gita for the benefit of all the people. Similarly, Kunti Maharani, although she knew her position, the position of the Lord, and she practiced all these devotional principles throughout the life, but still, at the fag end of her life, when the Lord is about to depart from the Hastinapur, she asked this benediction. Why? Just to instruct the people in general. that you should not be attached to your Gruha Apta Kshetra with another people. So you have to detach from it, whatever you are there. She is not attached. But to instruct the people in general, Lord is making this shloka come out of her mouth and then instructing the whole world that I am asking this, how much you should be careful while dealing in your family and relatives and other people. You should be practicing more carefully this principle. And similarly, Lord also instruct the Uddhava. Although he is realized soul, associate of the Lord, again, he gives the Uddhava Gita to him. And then, in that way, he instructs all the people, all generations to come in the world. So people in this world are attached. To the degree they are attached, they suffer. And the one person, he was, one devotee, he is saying that, the what is the religion of people in today's world? Some people say Buddhist religion, some people say other religion, Hindu religion, Sanatana Dharma, Vedic religion, Christianity. But this devotee said, no, the religion of today's people is sense gratification. For the sake of sense gratification, they are ready to change from one faith to another. These are talking about only the faith. But their actual purpose in doing any activity is to gratify their senses. That has become today's people's eternal dharma. We see the how much attachment they have developed. Since if a politician is there, he attached to his post, power, prestige and name and fame. To the fag end of their life, he is not willing to give up his position and post. There's one political party whose leader is operated for many, many diseases, including the cancer. He doesn't look at all good. But still, this person is holding the position in the political party, in the social and other places. He appears repeatedly in between, just to convey the people, I'm still there. You should follow me. And one more person, he is the leader of the most powerful country at present. But still, some people say he forgets the name of the people whom to address. He comes in front of person who is the head of the another country. He comes just to greet him and he raises his hand. Instead of shaking hand with this person, as per their culture, custom, he just recognizes the person next to him, a guard or who has just accompanied him, and completely ignores him. So his mental state is not proper, but still he is attached to power and position. He is not giving up his post, knowing that if I go away from here, what will happen to the country? But he doesn't know that this world is run or under fully control of the Lord. He did not have to worry. He has to worry about himself. What will happen once he die? Instead of thinking about himself, he is thinking about others. And that too also including himself, putting himself in the center. If I am not there, what will happen? People will be more happy. Nobody is telling him. The people will be more happy and joyful. Things will be more in stream or in sync if you are not there. But nobody dares to tell him. Similarly, we see the actors. From the 30 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, they are doing the activity same. Dancing with the young women, having a family, fighting with the enemies, fighting with the wrong people, rogues, thieves, and just establishing. The same theme goes on. This person from 20s is acting and he has reached to 60, 70, but still he keep on taking the same roles, taking so many surgeries, medication and other things just to put himself or hours and hours in decorating his body, just so I look up, how I look, how I appear, I appear good. So they are attached to their role. They are not willing to change their position at all. I am hero. I will not take up the role of the father of the hero. So this way they are attached. Cricketers. Finally, one of the greatest cricketers also, he was asked, please leave because you are aged and this and that. So we see the people are so much attached because their religion has become the sense gratification. Because of this, they are not able to see. Sometimes they forget immediately. Once occasionally they meet devotee, comes to temple, they realize, oh my God, I'm doing something wrong, I should improve, I should do this. But as soon as they put one foot out of the temple, out of these circumstances, and the devotee goes away from there, immediately they indulge in the same activity. Because of this strong bonding and attachment. One may raise the question. So you are saying that so many people, so many outsiders are attached. Aren't your devotees are attached? They are doing also the same thing. They are also hankering, running behind the money, having family, raising them, doing all this kind of activity. Yes, they are also. But the purpose is different. The purpose which makes all the difference. There the person who is attached, he is materialist, he wants to put himself in the center. But the devotee puts the Lord in the center and then does all the activity which helps or is conducive in an environment which helps him to continue his devotion service as well as assist his direct family members and others as well to come close to the Lord. Just to put in few example, before that Indra, a famous example of Indra and Brahma. Indra was somehow falls from the heaven and comes and becomes a hog. When the requirement comes, there was no fitting person in the world to rule over the earth, the heavens. The Indra was asked to come back, but he is attached to his hog family. He is not ready to give up. When his head was cut off, then he realizes and then he himself condemns that position and goes back. So this, when you are there in particular situation, you become attached. So similarly, the story of Narada and Kailasha comes. This Kailash, when he is young boy, Narada Muni comes and instructs. He said, now this is my time to play. I will practice devotion service afterwards. In youth, he says, I have to study. I will practice afterwards. Later on, when he studied, he gets married. Then he says, now I have to raise children and other things. After raising children, he becomes Proda. Then again, Narada Muni comes and he says, now I have to marry my children, maintain them. Once they are married, he says, my children are not taking care of the things. I have to maintain them. My grandchildren there, I have to take care of them. Eventually, he dies. And then Narada Muni comes and he feels sorry that this soul was again continues his cycle of birth and death. And then he sees one person, their dog, barking outside. And he realizes this Kailash has taken birth in the form of dog. And whenever he tries to enter the home, this family members try to beat him and throw him out of the home. After some period, he dies again. And he again takes birth. Narada Muni comes then in the form of snake. As he tries to enter, because his family was members and others, he felt like they are irresponsible. They are destroying all things which he has acquired by hard labor and endeavor. And then he tries to protect and enter. Seeing the snake, the family members kill him. And then he realizes, this is the situation of more or less all the people in the world who has a family and growing up. Because of attachment, they have to take repeated birth and suffer. But in the case of devotees, they practice this Yukta Vairagya principle, and how that's why they are saved. So just like initially I raised this question, how we come to know that devotees are also having this all the same circumstances, how different they are. Example is by their actions we can see. The Vidura, he was, till the time he was minister, we never hear that any enemy country opposed. Although there was no proper king, but still he managed so nicely the whole kingdom, nobody attacked him. He managed, and the kingdom was flourishing. We never heard that there was problem in the kingdom, poverty or other things. He was so expert in management. On behalf of Dhritarashtra, he managed everything and everything was perfect. But externally we can say he is also like a materialistic minister. But as soon as he was insulted by the Duryodhana, he just gives up his bow and arrow and immediately leave. And he do not consider even for a moment what will happen to my wife, this kingdom where I have worked for years and years, to my children and other family members. He immediately left just within a fraction of a second. And Prabhupada writes there that the Lord's eternal potency has acted upon the Vidura and external potency has acted upon the Duryodhana. And from here onwards, the Vidura will be involved in the religiosity and following the path which he desired, and the Duryodhana will be face the path or go on the path of destruction or complete annihilation. So this one example. Another example we see, Yudhishthir Maharaj, although repeatedly sent to the various challenging circumstances, he said, I don't want this war to happen. But because this is will of the Krishna, he accepted it. And after the war also, he was not willing to take up the throne, for which he was going to become the emperor of the whole world. And for here in see the conditioned world, people are fighting for small post to become the MLA, MP or house owner, this owner, or to get some contract. People are killing each other. Here, he was given and asked to rule the world, but he is not willing. But he accepts because of the order of the Lord. And later on, when the time comes, as soon as he hears this word, Lord has left the world with his associates. He sunyaitam jagat sarvam virahinami. So within a fraction of a second, he decides and puts Parikshit Maharaj on the throne and he leaves the world without saying any word to his brothers. And his brothers were also so advanced, immediately they do not also remain behind. They also follow the Yudhishthira Maharaj and the perfect of their life. So although they are devotees in the midst of everything, but still they are completely detached. The moment comes, they are give up this everything in this world. That says that how detached they are. Their only concern is to raise Krishna consciousness in this world. And the third example is, we see the Lord Ramchandra. Bharat Maharaj and Ramchandra. Bharat Maharaj comes to know that his mother has by false means tried to make him king, and the Lord Ramchandra has gone to forest. And he first becomes angry with mother and then realizes that nothing happens without the will of the Lord. And then he gave up that anger and took all the family members and other citizens, people, army and everything just to convince the Lord Ramchandra that you should come back. And he is there, he fails, and then he takes very severe vows that if one day's delay happened, then I will give up my life by entering into the fire, just like Arjuna. And then he comes up, he puts the Lord's Paduka in the throne, and then he performs the austerities even severe than the Lord Ramchandra. He says, the Lord Ramchandra is sleeping on the bare field. I will sleep in the cave. So that time in the winter, when the animals used to come to the Saryu River to drink the water, and they will see in the afternoon time, the water is so cold, although they are thirsty, just by smelling the cold water, they give up the desire to drink this water and run away from in the forest again. But this water, the Bharata Maharaj wakes up in the middle of the night so that the people should not see me. Because of me, the Lord Ramchandra has gone to forest. He felt that remorse in the heart and people should not see me. He comes in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, around that time, before the Brahma Muhurta, and just takes a bath in the deep, cold, chilling water and comes back. And he rules the kingdom on behalf of Lord Ramchandra. It is said that the treasury went 10 times what it was given to him within 14 years. All treasury management, there was no complaint. Just like Lord Ramchandra ruled afterwards, there were some complaint or some people, something came here and there. But during the rule of Bharat Maharaj, there is nothing, nobody complained, nothing happened. And treasury increased so many fold. And people were happy in seeing the detachment of Bharat Maharaj. And this person who is doing all the putting efforts, ruling with the best of capacity available to him, and making this Ayodhya famous all across, he has a vow that if the Lord Ramchandra delays even day, I will enter into fire. When the Hanuman was sent by the Lord just to check whether he is attached to the throne after ruling so nicely, whether he is attached or not. If he is, I will continue to go to the forest. I am happy here and let him rule the Ayodhya. When it is said by some Acharya that when he was coming, he has this big pile of the wood logs ready. If the Lord delays, I will enter into fire. Seeing this and the way he behaved and dealt with the Hanuman, he gives the message that even if there is delay, this is for sure that I will give up my life. So he rules, although services are given to us, sometimes we become attached. But he rules so nicely, but still completely remain detached. Any person who puts his heart, endeavors and actions into something, he becomes attached. But not in the case of the Bharat Maharaj. He is completely detached from the beginning to end. He continued to remain the devotee from the beginning to end. All the services he done perfectly. the way it is expected, or more better than the Lord, what Lord could do in the future. But he remained detached from the power post positions. So these are the three examples we have seen, that how the devotees practices Krishna consciousness, but at the same time they remain completely detached. So this devotee sometimes, just to increase their attachment to the Lord, Lord or Lord's devotee intervenes, sometimes in the life of materialist people, sometimes in the life of the devotee itself. The one example is Chitraketu Maharaj. He is having all opulences in his airplane. All the world's most beautiful women are there in the airplane. They are singing so nicely, and their bodies are fragrant. They are most beautiful women in the world. But still, Chitraketu Maharaj has not even single or 1% of attachment to them. But he is glorifying, the constantly glorifying the Lord only, and well-wishing him, and singing and roaming around the world. And this Chitraketu Maharaj was cursed by Mother Parvati, and then he becomes Vitrasur. The process or progress he has made, he would have made in the multiple lifetime, he got in just one lifetime, became the Vitrasur and perfected his life just by the divine intervention of the Lord. Second, the Narada Muni's life, when he was an infant boy, the Bhagavatas came and instructed him. His mother died and he gave up the world, and next life he became the Narada Muni, who is considered to be the father of Bhakti Devi, or he has a right to give Bhakti to anyone and everyone in this world. The Lord's description comes late in the Srimad Bhagavatam, but his description comes first. All the cantos, he's filled all 12 cantos, somehow or other description of Narada Muni comes somewhere or other. In the case of Albandar also, Yamunacharya, the grandson of Natha Muni, he, a child, devoted, Brahmana, everything, he was devoted to the Lord, but he wins the kingdom, half from Chola dynasty, and half the kingdom is given to Bhagam, and he becomes completely attached to it, and he is not ready to give up the kingdom, and forgets the Lord completely. And to interfere, just to have pity on him, and to save him, Natha Muni sends his one of the disciples to protect him, and show what he is, the wealth he is missing. And this devotee comes and takes him away. And this, that's how later on we see how great the Yamunacharya became. This Albandar became Yamunacharya. That is by intervention of the Lord's devotee. Similarly, in the case of the external regions, the Prabhupada was attached to the Gandhi and Ahimsa movement and patriotism. He wanted to become the freedom fighter and save his country from the clutches of the Britishers. But one meeting with the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur changed the complete perspective of he is the world and the ruling and everything. He says that this ruling, anybody can rule and come and go, these rules. But the urgency is of Krishna consciousness. The world is dying because of the lack of Krishna consciousness, not anything else. The world requires only one medicine, Krishna consciousness. He was convinced so that now we are reaping the fruits of one meeting, and we are sitting here and discussing about, talking about all these great personalities, people, just because of one interaction, one with the devotee of the Lord. So this way we see this all, initially only people are attached, the devotees also appears to be attached, but they are not. And if they are, they give up this all within a moment of time. And somehow the devotees, when they are practicing, Lord or Lord's devotee intervene in their lives and takes, fasten the process of their Krishna consciousness and going back home, back to Godhead. While practicing this Yukta Vairagya, there is only one example given. The Padma Patram Ivambasa, just like a lotus comes out of the mud. And it has all beauty, fragrance, but it is still, it is coming from there, it has little attachment, source is there, but still it is completely detached from the nature of the mud or from the filthy place where it grows. Similarly, devotees in this world, they are just like a lotus. Although they are having all these responsibilities, duties, they carry out, but they are not attached to it. The moment comes, they give up this attachment also by practicing this principle of Yukta Vairagya, which is highlighted here. So there's a one or two examples when devotee, while giving this relevant example of contemporary example, we can give one or two examples. There's one devotee, Mataji, who has sponsored one dress for the Radha Gopinath. She was about to die with the cancer, and devotees went there. She had a family, all they were praying to her, for her, and chanting, continuous kirtan was going on. The day she left, it is said that later on the head pujari checked out that the dress she sponsored years back for the Radha Gopinath, same dress was worn by the Lord Pujari, selected the same dress for the Radha Gopinath. It shows that the Lord reciprocates and protects his devotee. Second, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. He was doing everything, preaching. He was kind of practically conquering the whole world. You go to the US, ministers, big politicians, business magnates, all these people were there, his followers, somehow or other. They didn't know that he's from ISKCON, but they were chanting Hare Krishna in privacy, consulting him. Muhammad Ali, he was also one of his associates. And you go to the Africa, there are so many associates and leaders of the country, they made him the high priest, that he is our spiritual leader, his spiritual master. In such a fake, 50 years of age, he was conquering the whole world. No one thought that he will leave abruptly. But when the time came, he said, I cannot exchange my this position. Before leaving his body, Maharaj asked, do you have something? He said, no, I don't want to exchange my this condition with anything in this world. I cannot get more better than this in this material world. The kind of influence I have, kind of attachment or mindset I have at the present moment, I can never had, nor will I have ever in the life. I cannot exchange my this position with anyone, with anything in this world. So such is the condition of the devotee while living the world. Similarly, we have Yamuna Mataji's example. She was living alone with a couple of devotees and practicing her Krishna consciousness. When she left the body, she was sitting on the chair and having the beads, and morning time she was performing japa, and then full remembrance of the Lord, no one around. In case of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, everyone was there, everyone was serving. He was fully Krishna consciousness. There, Yamuna Mataji, left alone, only one person. She was chanting in peacefully, and she left the body without anything. Finally, devotees found out that she had the beads in hand, and she left the body. A recent example is our Kadam Kanan Maharaj. He was also a sannyasi, leading preacher, a great kirtaniya, a manager, everything, GBC, ultimate authority to deal with the matters in the world or in ISKCON, organize things. As soon as he heard that I have a cancer, I have this much time, he left everything and just focused on his Krishna consciousness and perfected his life. So this way, we hear that when the devotees are although fully into midst of the things, but when the time comes, they give up everything and immediately within fraction of a second, they leave the world. So when sometimes we feel like we don't have capacity, we need help, it is said that when we approach the Lord, devotees or neophyte, when we are not perfected, remaining in this world, so many things trouble us. And we go to Krishna and ask for help. And Krishna says, Ye yathamam prapadyante. So whatever you have, accordingly, I will reciprocate. He says to Harsh, Sarva dharman prityajya mamekam sharanam braja. Which devotee or neophyte has not done yet? We are in the sadhaka stage. We are struggling with it. Anarthas, possessions, attachment, everything. We are struggling with everything. And as soon as we go there and we hear, we feel depressed. Like now what hope we have in this world? If I have to serve dharman parityajya, it is not possible for me. Then next to it, Srimati Radharani, seeing our condition, she says something. That he is much better than us. He is our child. At least he has come to us. Nobody is coming. He has come to us. How can you not give your mercy? How can you show rude to this person? He is our child. He has come. You cannot neglect him. And what to speak of coming here? He is much better devotee than me. This way, when Radharani puts our case forward, then Krishna has no option but to helplessly help us in endeavor. And this is Srimati Radharani's today's Shri Gadadhar Pandit's appearance day, divine appearance day, Srimati Radharani has come into this world in the form of Gadadhar Pandit. So we'll hear in short about him. So it is said that when Mahaprabhu appeared in Mayapur to Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata, the other house of the Mishras, the Gadadhar Pandit also appears. The Gadadhar Pandit's father was Madhav Mishra and Ratnavati Devi. They are the parents of the Srimati Gadadhar Pandit in this Mayapur appearance. He was few years younger to Mahaprabhu, and then they were used to play sometimes in the house of the Madhav Pandit and some Madhav Mishra, and sometimes the house of Jagannath Mishra interchangeably. They were so close, and this Ratnavati Devi, the mother of Gadadhar Pandit, she used to consider Sachi Mata as elder sister and repeatedly go there and ask questions, clarify everything. They have such a close bonding. And similarly, this, because of the family bonding, this Gadadhar Pandit and Mahaprabhu also got connected, and Nimai Pandit, they were got attached to it. They were doing all things together, praying together, staying together, eating, and all these activities. It is said that they were admitted in the same school also, few years later. The same school, Gadadhar Pandit was there, and the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also studying the same school. When the Nimai Pandit or Lord Chaitanya exhibited his pastimes of the Pandit, he used to debate with the people and catch hold of the people and debate with them and chastise them, use various kind of fallacious logics and arguments. By seeing him, the devotees or other people who are there, they used to run away, change their path. Nimai Pandit is coming. Just by hearing the word Nimai Pandit is coming, they used to change their path. And from childhood, this Gadadhar Pandit is very polite, quiet, calm, patient, and he used to live in solitude, basically. This kind of nature he has. And exactly opposite to it, Nimai Pandit was there. So he forcibly used to catch him and argue with him and take the Gadadhar Pandit along with him. So by seeing this, he used to get disturbed. And sometimes Mahaprabhu used to say that one day I will become such a devotee of such a stature that the Lord Brahma and Shiva will come to me to meet me. And then people used to laugh, and Gadadhar Pandit was bewildered, what kind of person is this? And then later on, one time, Ishwarpuri, when he came and gave his book to Mahaprabhu to edit it, the same time he was staying in the house of Gopinath Acharya. There he taught the few verses of Sri Krishna Lilamrit, the same book which is edited by Mahaprabhu. He taught personally the verses to Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit has such a nature that he has developed the great relationship or friendship with the Mukunda Dutt. And their practice was, whenever any Vaishnava come from anywhere into the Navadvip or Mayapur, they will go and meet him, inquire him, serve him and please him. The same way, once their Pundarik Vidyanidhi came and the Mukunda Dutt came, he said that there's great devotee has come, we should go and meet him, inquire from him. And he said, okay. So Gadadhar Pandit and Mukunda Dutta goes there, and the both are standing there. But just by seeing the external appearance of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Gadadhar Pandit says, who devotee in the world lives like this? He has tambula, he has this all hair combed, very aristocratic clothes, silken and everything. He has all jewelry in the body. Seeing him, he just by externally he bewildered, is he devotee or not? And seeing his condition by external appearance, the Mukunda Dutta understand that he didn't understand the external, internal nature of the Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So he recited the shloka, Aho Bakyam Sthana Kalakutam. Just by hearing that shloka, Pundarik Vidyanidhi is developed this Ashta Sattvika Vikar. By seeing this, now Gadadhar Pandit is lamenting, oh, I misunderstood a Vaishnava, I have then such a Vaishnava Aparadha, how can I rectify my mistake? Seeing this continuously, he was thinking, now I should accept him as my spiritual master एंड देन मुकुंद दत्त ही डिस्कसेस विद मुकुंद दत्त एंड फाइनली दे एक्सेप्ट हिम एंड पुंडरीक विद्यान इज ऑल्सो वेरी हैप्पी दैट दिस क्वालिफाइड पर्सन और ब्राह्मण ही इज वॉन्ट टू बिकम माई डिसाइपल एंड ही हैप्पीली एक्सेप्ट हिम. दिस पुंडरीक विद्यानिधि इज नन अदर दैन दी वृषभानु महाराज हु इज फादर ऑफ दी श्रीमती राधा रानी. So one time when Gadadhar Pandit gets the tambula or pan, betel nuts of Lord, he brings this to for Mahaprabhu. Before this, Mahaprabhu has already gone to Gaya. He has taken initiation from Ishwarpuri and came, and he now exhibiting the all symptoms of devotees. He gives this tambula to him, and seeing this, he asks, where is Krishna, who wears a yellow garment, who has a flute, and all other questions. So without thinking much, Gadadhar Pandit says, Krishna is in your heart, don't worry. And immediately Mahaprabhu starts tearing his chest with his nails, and then immediately realizing Mr. Gadadhar Pandit stops him and pacifies him and says, Krishna will come, is nearby, he will come. Seeing this, the Sachi Mata requests Gadadhar Pandit that when I see this kind of symptoms or behavior of my son Nimai Pandit, I get frightened. I'm not able to do. I do not understand what to do. But you are such an intelligent person that you can pacify my Nimai immediately. So I request, please always remain with my Nimai and protect him from all situations. This way, Gadadhar Pandit says that okay, and then henceforth when the Mahaprabhu takes sannyas and he goes to Sri Kshetra or Puri, there, then after taking sannyas, this immediately Gadadhar Pandit also takes Kshetra sannyas and he situates himself there. He goes there and he starts worshipping this deity of Gopinath because it is the temple and the deities were on the hillock. So Tota. So he became the famous Tota Gopinath. And it is really daily practice of Srila Gadadhar Pandit is this. He used to recite this Srimad Bhagavatam Shloka in various meters. And for which, just to hear recitation of Gadadhar Pandit, the Lord used to come along with his associates and hear daily with him. And they said they used to discuss such a nicely this topic. They have one Bhagavatam, which the pages are faded away because of their crying tears. The words were not visible to the person who do not know the Bhagavatam, what to say next. And then after performing all this pastime, Mahaprabhu, he enters into the Gundicha temple, but the one upper cloth was also found in the outside the gates of the Tota Gopinath temple. There upper cloth of Mahaprabhu was found, and then devotee says that he has near on his thighs there was a golden mark. The cut is there on which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered, and later on passing his life, Gadadhar Pandit also enters the same deity. So Radha Krishna together. It is said that this Tota Gopinath wanted to accept services from him in the age when he was not able to move or stand. This Gopinath deity bent for him to receive services from him, and still in the remembrance of that deity is still sitting there to accept the reciprocate with the love of the Gadadhar Pandit. So today is such a divine appearance of Sri Gadadhar Pandit. We can pray to him, who is eternal potency of the Lord, who help all the jivas to come closer to him. She is one of the best servants of the Lord, first and best. So we have opportunity, we can pray that we also can get a mood and mindset to, amidst all difficulties, to develop some service attitude towards the Lord and his devotee and perfect our life. Thank you very much. So Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Gadadhar Pandit ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande.